Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Coronavirus, that's what's dominating the broadsheets here at home this morning. The Irish Times leading today with Irish health officials ramp up coronavirus precautions, and the Irish Independent leading today. Coronavirus threatens tourism and travel chaos. Public health officials are due to announce a major ramping up of the precautions against coronavirus here in this country because the outbreak approaches pandemic levels in some parts. New travel advice and fresh guidance on the holding of mass gatherings are expected to form part of this response from the government departments to the heightened threat posed by the coronavirus outbreak. Now, 7 deaths have been reported in Italy. Countries across Europe are also scaling up their response to the threat posed by the disease. The new package of Irish measures, which have yet to be finalised, are expected to be announced later today following a meeting of the Department of Health's National Public Health Emergency Team, and it's due to be announced later. The health workers returning from places where person-to-person transmission of the virus is occurring or who've been in contact with infected patients may be required to go into self-isolation for 14 days as part of new measures which are under consideration. That's the front of the Irish Times this morning. Meanwhile then, in the Irish Independent today, the outbreak threatens to wreak economic havoc with the travel and tourist industry, forcing the cancellation of major sporting and cultural events in this country. The surge in infection in Northern Italy. If Ireland's Six Nations rugby showdown with Italy in Dublin next month is cancelled, according to the Irish Independent, it'll mean a multi-million euro loss in spending in Dublin. Now, while airlines have yet to suspend any Italian flights, the new outbreaks raised the concern about the upheaval extending into the summer period on a day when the European stocks suffered their biggest slump since mid-2016. Shares in Ryanair dropped 12% yesterday, cutting almost 2 billion from its valuation. That's according to the front of the Irish Independent, and the Department of Foreign Affairs advising people not to travel to 10 towns in Italy for now is the advice on the front of the Irish Independent. We'll have more details coming up on the coronavirus in just on News Talk Breakfast from 7 this morning, and also Vincent will have more details in relation to the economic concerns raised from that. The Irish Examiner leads today with Graeme Dwyer. The EU Court of Justice is to be asked to clarify some issues in relation to a Supreme Court appeal of a successful legal action by Graeme Dwyer. Now, lawyers for the convicted murderer convinced the High Court that the law allowing for mobile phone data to be retained and accessed was invalid. And there's lots of analysis on that story right across all of the broadsheets here at home today. Just a quick look at some of the tabloids as well this morning. Harvey Weinstein, the US film producer, dominating the tabloids really this morning. The Sun and The Mirror both leading with reaction to that story after he was found guilty of sexual assault and third degree rape at his trial in New York yesterday. He was acquitted on the most serious charges of predatory sexual assault and first degree rape. He'll be sentenced in just over a fortnight. But that story certainly dominating the broadsheets here at home today. Also a lot of reaction and analysis to that sentence or to that conviction as well. The Herald leading this morning with Graeme Dwyer's case, as I just mentioned, and The Star and The Daily Mail both leading with the coronavirus not ready, and sick nations are the headlines in both papers this morning. The Daily Mail warning that doctors warn Irish hospitals haven't enough beds to cope with an outbreak is the front of the Daily Mail. This is the claim from an intensive care consultant doctor, and also Ireland's Six Nations game against Italy under threat after the outbreak killed 7 in Italy. And as I said, we'll have more on that story coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning. But the story that caught my eye today, page 5 of the Irish Times, children may learn languages from third class. Kids born this year could be studying a foreign language by the time they're in third class, and this is under new proposals to redevelop the primary school curriculum. Now, placing less focus on learning by subject during the child's first years in school, the changes could see more freedom given to teachers to decide what to dedicate their class time to. So more attention would be given to studying well-being, with the numbers then of hours dedicated to studying physical activity, things like digital learning, social, personal, health education, all likely to increase, and the the details are included in the first round of proposals reviewing the primary school curriculum. They're set out by the Council for Curriculum Assessment, and the first overhaul of the primary school curriculum in more than 20 years. An extensive consultation on any such changes will now run until October. But we want to know, what's your view on that story this morning? Should children, for instance, in third class and primary school start studying and learning a foreign language? We want to hear from you this morning. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Just on a separate story that caught my eye today, relating to children and education. It's in the education section of the Irish Times this morning, page 10 of the paper there. It's an opinion piece from the Secret Teacher. But the headline, "Homework Left Undone, as Parents Not Strict Enough." We want to know, what measures do you take in the evenings? Do you make your kids sit down after dinner to do their homework, or what kind of incentives do you offer? It's all about the carrot and stick approach in the opinion piece this morning. More on that story, page 10 of the Irish Times today. The other story that you'll be talking about this morning, and that's flooding. Flood levels high as snow, ice warning is issued. This is the front of the Irish Independent. Flood hit communities desperately trying to protect their homes as this national snow and ice warning comes into effect from today. For instance, homeowners in the Park Estate in Athlone in County Westmeath have been flooded for the third time as the Shannon burst its banks in flood water, inundated drains, pushing raw sewage into their back gardens. They're now praying that flood levels won't rise even higher, but more rain forecast for the days ahead. Met Éireann has issued a status yellow snow and ice alert for the entire country, which will last until 9 tomorrow morning. Drivers have also been warned to expect hazardous conditions, wintry showers, mainly hail and sleet, to become widespread today. There'll also be some snow accumulations, mainly over higher ground, but that's a story as well, as you heard Shane mention a little bit earlier on, that'll be discussed on News Talk Breakfast from 8 o'clock this morning. Just on that as well, on flooding and the weather, the Farming Independent today leading with thousands of acres under threat from Shannon floods. And also this story in the Irish Examiner, page 5 of the paper today. Emergency scheme needed to solve flooding problems for farmers. So that's certainly a story you'll be hearing much more about. Just another story that caught my eye today in the Times, the UK Times. Primary school pupils banned from heading footballs over injury fears. This is the Football Association, alongside its Scottish and Irish counterparts, have taken steps to try and curtail heading in youth football following research that showed former professionals were more than three times likely than non-players to die from brain disease. The updated heading guidance, drawn up in conjunction with UEFA's medical committee, states that children between the ages of 6 and 11 should no longer head the ball during training sessions. And a graduated approach, it says, will be taken to children between the ages of 12 and 16, but there will be no limit applied to heading in matches for any age group. The FA's new chief executive, Mark Bullingham, said the updated heading guidance is an evolution of our current guidelines and will help coaches and teachers to reduce and remove repetitive and unnecessary heading from youth football. We want to hear your view on that story this morning. Also on the front of the Irish Times today, Trinity College Dublin planning to replace lawns with wildflower meadow in the college green. This is TCD is going to ask the public to vote on its plans to turn the formal grass area outside the front of the university into an urban wildflower meadow. And the move, if approved, would be a pioneering attempt in Ireland to replace wildflower spaces in the heart of the city. The area under consideration, one of the most prominent areas in the capital, is the grass outside the university's front gate. And the college says the plan is part of the university's response to Ireland's biodiversity crisis. And though the area may end up looking less tidy, supporters of the area say it'll be an important reminder of what wild nature looks like. And there's more on that story, front page of the Irish Times this morning. Just a few of the other interesting stories in the papers and online today. The Irish Times online this morning, graduates not well equipped for future workplace. This is according to employers, and an Accenture report finds education and businesses at odds over students' readiness to go into the workplace. The same study also polled the opinions of more than 600 teachers, parents of secondary school pupils and young adults, and just 13% of employers believe graduates are very well equipped to meet the needs of the future workplace. According to this survey, employers say soft skills, things like communication, work ethic, teamwork, problem solving, will be most needed for the workforce of the future over the coming years. And the findings are based on research by Accenture involving 130 employers in Ireland over recent months. The same study also polled the opinions of more than 600 teachers, and overall it found that education and business are at odds over how prepared students are for the working world. Accenture's Learning to Lead report found that while 66% of teachers think students are equipped, 42% of employers think the complete opposite. In addition, 23% of employers think the education sector is keeping pace with industry needs. If you are an employer this morning and you are employing new graduates, we want to hear your take on that story today. Also, in the British Telegraph, there's an interesting opinion piece this morning from the daughter of a publican, Rowan Pelling. "Where do you stand on the drinking alone debate?" is the headline. She's writing about the difference between a lonely drinker and a lone drinker. And it's after a new survey found that 1 in 10 people drink to combat loneliness. Just an interesting commentary on it. Page 18 of the British Telegraph. Also, Disney. Disney Pixar will introduce its first LGBTQ character in the upcoming film Onward. The movie, which features the voice talents of Marvel's Tom Holland and Chris Pratt, has already earned praise from critics based on early screenings. But while Disney fans have been wanting a girlfriend for Ursula for years, Onward features a female character who refers to being in a lesbian relationship, and it's voiced by screenwriter and actress Lena Waithe. The character is a cop named Officer Spectre, and although she only appears in one scene, her inclusion is important to both the plot and for Disney and Pixar taking greater steps towards the representation of LGBTQI fans. And there's more on that story, page 23 of The Mirror this morning. Of course, as you heard Shane mention just finally, it is Pancake Tuesday today. Lots of recipes in all the papers. We'll have more on breakfast as well. And of course, I'm sure you heard Shane slagging me about my lack of pancake making skills today. But we want to know, how do you take yours? You can let us know on Twitter this morning at BreakfastNT. Those are the stories making the headlines this Tuesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.